Good morning, everyone. A couple of quick announcements before we get going this morning. And while I make those, I'm going to wander around here a little bit. Just pass these around if you would. First of all, I want to thank everyone who helped us out last week in our Festival of Ministry Sunday. Had lots of people milling around and talking to lots of people, and I hope that was a blessing to you, and that maybe it's piqued your interest in a few new things, or maybe I had several people come up to me and tell me that they had found new volunteers for the ministry that they're already working in, and that's wonderful. And so we're really hoping that that was a good step in helping people get involved and get connected and just kind of know what's going on here as well. Second thing is that next Sunday is our annual general meeting, and it's in the evening at, I believe, 5:30. Thank you. 5:30, and there's going to be food first, so come for the food and stay for the meeting. And that's a good time. Once a year we get together, partly to satisfy the government, because we need to do that once a year, but also it's just a good time to kind of take stock of where we are and look ahead to the future. And so part of what we do in conjunction with that is that we have several of our ministry leaders put together a brief report of kind of what they've been doing in the past year and kind of their vision for what is coming in the new year. But instead of having everyone stand up here and talk through all that at the meeting, which would be very, very long, what we've done is we put them in written form, and they should be in your mailbox today. And so what we'd really like you to do is grab that today, take it home, and read it. And then by reading it, you'll know all of this information. And then when you come to the meeting, if there's something in there that piques your interest or you have a question about, you'll already be prepared to do that and know who you need to talk to and so on. So please grab your copy of the AGM report and take it home and read it. That's usually the part of the process we get tripped up on, but if you could do that. And then everyone's welcome to attend the AGM next Sunday at 5:30. And the last thing I wanted to remind you of once more is that our small groups have started. And if you haven't connected with a small group yet, I encourage you. The times and places are all listed inside your bulletin. And so if you want to, just kind of double check with the host or the leader that they're actually going to be at the time and the place that's listed in the bulletin, because some of them shift around a little bit. But I encourage you to just drop in and check one out if you haven't been in one. And if you're not quite ready to just kind of commit and connect to the whole thing, just come in and check it out. This week is our issue discussion week, so we're going to be just getting together and talking about some real life issues and sharing our views and opinions and all that. And so encourage you to do that and check out one of our small groups. I know it would be a blessing to you if you did that. This morning we're starting a new series, and I want to start by introducing you to a couple people. The first person, his name is Harvey, and Harvey is a good guy. He's a good guy of good guys. He's a district attorney, actually, of a major metropolis, not the metropolis, but a metropolis. And Harvey, he is the kind of guy that everyone aspires to be. He loves justice. He loves doing things right. He's not scared to stand up against the bad guys and do whatever it takes so that good will prevail. That's Harvey. Now, the second guy, I'll just call him man number two for now, is this guy. And this guy has some issues. He has some problems. He has his face, as you can see, is fairly disformed and mangled, and the details of how that actually happened are rather sketchy, I guess you would say. But he's had this accident that's left him deformed, and it's kind of messed with his mind, and he's a little bit maniacal, and he's a little bit, shall we say, criminal. Jennifer, if he comes by your table this afternoon, do not allow him to go through, because this guy, he's crazy and he's evil, and he's everything that Harvey is not. Now, these two guys, you would think, okay, well, there's the good guy and there's the bad guy, and they are would be in opposition. And that might be okay if you had man number two and Harvey, but the problem, which many of you already know and the rest of you have probably guessed, is that Harvey and this other guy are actually one in the same guy. And he is called Two-Face as a whole. And the problem is now that you have this good guy and this bad guy all put together in one person, and they are one in the same. And so inside of Two-Face, there is this battle going on between Harvey Dent, the good guy, the moral guy, the upright guy, and Two-Face, the evil, maniacal, criminal guy. And I call that the curse of Harvey Dent. And the reason that we're starting out talking about the curse of Harvey Dent this morning is because I believe that pretty much all of us are a victim of the curse of Harvey Dent. I believe that all of us have those two sides battling within us. We have that one side which is our ultimate self, the person we aspire to be, the person we want to be, the person that we want others to see us as. And then on the other hand, we have our true self, who we really are. As one person described it, who you are when nobody is looking. The person you are when you're all alone. And we have these two sides within us, and they're so different and they're so contrasting, and they're battling within us. It's kind of like the old movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Remember that movie? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and on one hand you had the doctor who was smart, and he was very socially couth and all of that, and then he takes this magic potion, and then all of a sudden he turns into this monster, Mr. Hyde, and goes around and terrorizes the town. But unlike Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, poor Harvey is both of these people at the same time, and so he has that battle raging within him. And we do too. All the time we are fighting this battle inside of us between the good and the not so good, the ideal and the reality. And there is this tug of war going on within us. I don't know, I assume that you have felt it. I know I do. On the one hand, there is my ideal me, the me that I try to present to you as often as I can, the me that likes to come up here and stand up here and sound wise if possible. I dress up so I look good, but dress down so I'm still cool. And, you know, and I try and stand up here and say things that are hopefully profound and try and do it in a way that is hopefully eloquent. And as I'm wandering around with you and talking with you, I try to be engaging and friendly and compassionate.